الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters welcome once again to our third class and inshallah in this class we are going to cover lessons 5 and lesson 6 we're reducing in numbers but inshallah you know that's hopefully not because of you know my bad teaching you know maybe people have other commitments and so on but you know may Allah make us steadfast inshallah just a few reminders brothers before we start inshallah don't forget homework I'm not going to ask for raising your hands who is doing their homework but self evaluate yourself spend some time on it just to give you an idea nothing boasting here what I prepare usually I spend about 1 to 2 hours preparing for these lectures before coming here so I'm delivering this course now fifth or sixth time but even then I spend 1 to 2 hours just preparing these lectures you know just to give you an idea of spending some time and try to start making conscious decisions you know it's very common amongst us that we have something in mind but we don't make conscious decisions so we say that oh I want to do this master for example or you know I want to achieve certain thing but that's in our back of our mind but we never make efforts for it unless you make conscious decision you start taking steps toward this thing this is not going to happen so you would have seen that this course is quite academic it requires some effort the classes here are a bit intensive so it needs your concentration your focus inshallah but you're going to be to get rewarded yeah ultimately we're learning here the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some suggestions mashallah you know one of my brother keep giving me the feedback and he mentioned that I was a bit too fast especially towards the end of the lecture so one of the okay so sisters are saying as well yes that's true okay I think one suggestion that I have is that if I am going too fast the best thing is that you stop me and then you just simply ask that brother can you repeat this we didn't understand that so that will make me slow I mean I have in my mind because we want to finish this in 10 classes we have to cover about 19 lectures no there is no schedule the whole point is that people can't commit for very long so we don't want to stretch it for too long but inshallah if brothers want to make it slow we will make it slow inshallah no problems yeah just want to mention that there is a slight mismatch between the textbooks that you have and in the lecture notes this is because the textbook was developed in 2008 these notes that I am teaching from are developed in 2010 or 11 so there is a gap delta between like 2 or 3 years delta so try to be just follow these notes but pretty much all the information is in this book it might be in different places so just keep that in mind okay so that's pretty much what I wanted to say about this just to recap inshallah we have done surah al-fatiha so far so we covered surah al-fatiha we did word by word analysis and we also did some of the grammars Now one suggestion was also that I spend less time on describing on doing the translation of the things the whole idea is to divide these lessons into two parts is that the rules the grammar rules that we are learning we also want to see its application so we by an application obviously the best application is that the things that you read every day so salah you know surah al-fatiha we read every day 5 times in our salah in every rak'ah so you know what best to apply these grammar concepts and inshallah there is a purpose behind it so we will follow that so inshallah in this lesson in lesson number 5 we will take sorry brother Khalid okay that's fine I will use this one inshallah just yeah don't worry So inshallah in this lesson we are learning the purpose of revelation as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explained to us in his book what is the purpose of revealing this book to us and also inshallah in the grammar we will take the preposition In this lesson, we will learn 9 new words which repeat in Quran about 8,000 times, inshallah. Okay, so this is an ayah from Surah Sad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك. So we'll take the ayah word by word. First of all, kitab means book, and here the book is referring to which book? The Quran. Very good. And just to give you an idea, remember again this broken box here. What does this represent? The broken box represents? It's a plural, but which form of plural? Remember, one type of plural was by just adding un and in at the end. Here, this is called jama mukassar, or the broken plural. So this is, there are other rules of making plural. So kitab, and the plural is kutub. Yeah, just to give you an idea. Anzalnahu. Now, anzalnahu, we have revealed it. We have sent it down. Who will break it? Anzalnahu. How do you break it? Anzalna hu. Very good. Okay. Brother Najmul. Rabbu. Rabbuhu. Kitabu. Hu. Deenu. Hu. His Rabb. His book. His deen. Anzalna hu. Okay. We sent down it. Now, remember last time we discussed that hu can come at the end of a noun, or it can come at the end of a verb. Okay? Now this anzalna is what? Is it a noun or a verb? This is a verb, fi'l. Yeah? Fi'l in Arabic. So when it comes at the end of a verb, the way we translate it is we send down it. Yeah? So for example, when we say Rabbuhu, his Rabb. Yeah? But when we say anzalnahu or anzalahu, he sent, or if you want to say, in this case, anzalnahu, it will be we sent down it. But the idea is the same. So just like Rabbuhu, Kitabuhu, anzalnahu. Yeah? Okay. So again, ilayka. Okay. Can you say Rabbu? Rabbuka. Dinu? Ka. Yeah? Remember this sign here? Rabbuka, Deenuka, Kitabuka. Similarly, Ilaika, to you. Okay, remember I said that these constructs, the who, whom, ka, kum, ina, have been repeated in the Quran about 10,000 times. And you will see on pretty much every ayah of the Quran these constructs. So it's very important that you do this practice. Rabbuhu, Rabbuhum, Rabbuka, Rabbukum, Rabbi, Rabbuna. Very simple, but they are very important because they are repeated in many words of the Quran. Yeah? So, ilayka, to you. Ilaykum, to you all. Yeah? Okay, so next move. Mubarakun. Mubarakun means full of blessing. And very commonly we use Eid. Eid Mubarak. Okay? And how many people know Urdu here? What is a common mistake in Urdu? Exactly. Usually we say Mubarak, yeah? It's Mubarak is wrong. It's not Mubarak, it's Mubarak. Yeah? Eid Mubarak, the blessed Eid. And Mubarak also means that it's rejuvenating. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we send down the water which is Mubarak. You know, what does water do? Water grows thing up. You know, after the earth has died, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down the water, it lives up again. Okay, similarly the hearts. Heart dies, you know, when you spray the nur or the light of Quran on the hearts, they become alive again, inshallah. Okay, so it is book. Now, unfortunately, that's where the Muslims stop, most of us stop, you know, Mubarakun. So we make it blessed for our marriages, you know, we start every ceremony with the nice tilawa of the Quran recitation, so it's Mubarak, you know, we have in our house beautifully covered and, you know, placed at a place, in our high place in our house, so it's a Mubarak, yeah? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't stop here. He's saying, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. Okay, before going to the next part of the ayah, repeat with me inshallah the translation. Kitabun, it is a book, anzalnahu, we have revealed it or we have sent it down, ilayka, to you, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarakun, full of blessing. Okay? So now, the ayah continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Let's take لِيَدَّبَّرُوا. Who will break it down? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا. لِي and يَدَّبَّرُوا. Now, can you tell me before this, where did we use this lamb before? لِي. In one of our previous lessons. Alhamdu lillahi. Exactly. So alhamdu, all praises and thanks are to Allah. Yeah, for Allah. So li has many meanings. So one of the meanings we covered before was for. Yeah, here li means so that. Yeah, it is to emphasize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, li yaddabbaru, so that you ponder, so that they ponder. Yaddabbaru. This is a fail, so don't worry about it. Once you have covered the whole course, you can come back on these and it will start making more sense. But we haven't done the verbs yet, so don't worry about it. Li yaddabbaru, so that they ponder. Okay, now next. Ayatihi. Who will break this? Ayat and he. Very good. So ayat is a singular or a plural? It's a plural of ayah. What is a similar example that we did before in grammar? So raise your hands if you know it. Okay, another thing, ayah. Is it a muzakkar or a muannath? Masculine or feminine? Feminine. Why? Tamar Buddha, mashallah. The sisters are saying, you know, sisters are doing their homework. So, صالحة, remember, مسلمة, صالحة, مؤمنة, آية, we have ta at the end. And how do we make plural from this? صالحة plural is? صالحات, مؤمنة, مؤمنات. Yeah, just by adding an alif and ta at the end. So, آية, and the plural is? آيات. Okay, so آياتِهِ. You see, we are applying these grammar concepts so that this is building up your vocabulary, inshallah, slowly. Yeah? آياتِهِ. Again, just like رَبُّهُ, his Rabb, آياتِهِ, its آيات. You know, it's here, its verses means, which verses? Verses of the Quran. Yeah. So لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? So آياتِهِ. Is it clear, Brother Najmun? Yeah. Just like, and why is it not who? Why is it not ayati who? Because it is easy to say ayati he. Yeah, that's why. That's how the grammar is. But usually, if you have a kasra before it, just giving you one rule here. So then usually you will have a he here rather than who. Remember we had rabbuhu. We are not saying ayatu who here. Ayati he. So when you have a kasra before on the letter, the last letter, then it will be ayatihi rather than saying ayatihu. It is easy to say, and that's how the people of language actually build it up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us li yaddabbaru ayatihi, so that they ponder on its verses. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to ponder over the translation? No. Ayat, its verses, yeah? So the Arabic verses, the Arabic itself has a special effect. You know, when the Quran is recited, if someone is reading the translation of the Quran, you won't get the same effect. Is that right or not? And that's why it has a special effect, special energy. It doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't be reading the translation, obviously. There is, you know, that's how we learn. But the actual purpose is that that's why we're learning the Arabic here, so that we start, you know, associating directly with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's about pondering. Now, I told you this before, tadabbur. How do you do pondering? If you're reading a storybook, for example, or a newspaper, how do you read it? You just go from one end to the other end. You don't need to relate back, oh no, wait, what was on the previous page and so on. But if you're doing maths or physics or any serious thing, how will you do? You know, you will stop at every equation, you will say, oh, how did I get here? Yeah, let me look at the step before this. Just giving you an example. So, pondering means, you know, it is not just reciting from one end to the other end, but just more than that, inshallah. And we will talk about it, one way of how can you do the pounding. So the ayah continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Okay, who will break? وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ. Break it down. And don't worry, inshallah, this is not an exam, brother. Don't feel shy, really. Say it. Very good. Wa li an yatadhakkara. So, that's how you break it. Wa means and. Li means so that yatadhakkara, they receive admonition or they remember. Okay. Wa li yatadhakkara. So, remember again. The li yadabbaru ayatihi. Wa li yatadhakkara ulul albab. So, li here means so that. Okay. Don't forget. So far we have done two meanings of li, the word, just the letter li. Yeah? Just by the way, the letters, some Arabic letters have meaning. Can you give me an example? We just did one. So li is here, so that. Other examples are? No. Na, that's na alif, yeah? Noon alif at the end. I'm just saying the letter itself. Yes. Very good, mashallah. So letter wa means? And letter fa means? So. Exactly. So just like that, li means for, and li also means so that. Ulul albab. So ulu and uli. You will see these commonly occurring in the Quran. Means those of. Okay. Ulu, those of. And albab comes from the root words lam baba. So lub. Lub is the singular. Remember again this box, the broken plural. So lub, and the plural is albab. Yeah, just like kitab and kutub, we had a plural. So from lub, albab. Lub literally means heart, mind, or intellect, basically. So the people of understanding, the people with minds, the people with intellect, the people who think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this book is revealed. So let's complete the... So the second part is وَلِيَتَذَكَّرْ. So just like تَدَبُّر means pondering, تَذَكُّر means receiving admonition. So if I tell you, for example, fire burns, yeah, and you don't know it. If you put your hand there first time and it burns, you took it out. Yeah. Now second time you're putting your hand again. Did you get the admonition? There's no admonition here. Yeah. So admonition really means... Receiving admonition means to start avoiding things. You know, once you do this, you start avoiding it. So you can't catch the hot iron twice. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And so that they receive admonition, the people of admonition. So, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah is to get the full blessing of this book. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. It is full of blessings. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So to actually get the full blessing of this book, you need to do two things, which is tadabbur and tadhakkur on its ayat, pondering and receiving admonition. So just a very quick way of how to think about it. You know, what is our relationship with the Quran? First of all, it is direct. It is a book that when you're reciting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly. He's seeing you. You know, he knows exactly what you're thinking, what is going on in your mind when you're reading the Quran. No other book in this world, you know, the authors won't know what exactly when you're reading the book. When will you actually read? What you have in mind when you're reading the book? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing us. So it is a direct, and it's a lesson for... the second thing is, it's personal. When I read about, you know, the munafiqeen of Medina... It is not about munafiqeen of Medina. Yes, it was about munafiqeen of Medina. But what is the lesson for me? Yeah, it is also related to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me, He's giving me some lesson. So it is personal. It is planned. Nothing is random here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah that you to listen to in the Maghrib prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a plan for you. You know, why are you listening this ayah, this particular surah today? There is a plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. So you need to think about it. Why I am reading this. And relevant. It is not the stories of the past. Okay. Surah, you know, when you are doing this Surah Yusuf, for example. Thousands of years back. But it's still relevant. You see, we derive lessons. Brother Furqan Jabbar is giving us the tafsir. And you can still derive lessons. So it's relevant in today's time. It is not for the past stories only. So that's how. And you see, how do you do tadabbur? First of all, imagine if I am a very good teacher, for example, yeah? But I am speaking French. Would you understand me? If you don't know, obviously, if you don't know French. You won't understand if I am speaking French, yeah? So the first thing is that you need to understand. Now, even if you understand and your brain is somewhere else, would you be able to understand? Okay. So the second condition is, after understanding, you need to focus. Yes? And then associate some imagination with it. You know, when the ayat of punishment, for example, are recited to you, then just don't pass by them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry. Angry on whatever nation. But imagine, you know, if the father is angry, for example, on one of the child, what's happening with the other children? They also get scared, yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting angry on something. So we should be, you know, there should be some feel, attach some imagination, attach some feeling. So when the Jannah comes, bring some imagination to it. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Jannah, bring some imagination, how would it look like? Attach some feelings with it. So just don't read it with an empty heart. And that's how, you know, if you bring this is a sign that you will see on all the slides here. So what this is saying is, in the middle, so work on this thing, work on understanding, focusing towards the ayats, attach imagination and feeling, and then do four things to bring Quran in your life. First of all, after reading every ayah, what do I do? First of all, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the Quran in your life. Yeah? For example, when you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, He makes us really thank Him, really praise Him the way He should be praised. This is just one suggestion I'm saying. You can make more dua. Then, evaluate yourself. Are you really doing something about it? Remember this, the student who is doing his exam, and he wants to top the exam, but what he is doing is that, you know, he plays, then when the prayer time comes, he comes to the masjid, he makes dua, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me, you know, top of this class, make me top of this class. After the class is finished, he is going out and playing cricket again. Yeah? Until the next prayer. Then he comes back in the next prayer and make dua. So he's not reading at all. So you see, is he going to top really? This is a sunnah. Yeah. So we need to make efforts. So we need to evaluate ourselves. We are making dua. Are we making efforts toward it? And then plan. If we haven't planned before, what is the plan for tomorrow? You see, there's a famous saying. What it says is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Yeah. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you need to plan. What is the plan for tomorrow? What is the plan for next week? Next month, this year, you know, otherwise the life will pass like this. And finally, propagate, just tell it to others, just teach it to others, you know, as much as you can, as the Prophet ﷺ has told us, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. You know, teach from me even, if you know one verse, just tell it to others, inshallah. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who believe in it, read it, understand it, ponder its verses, act upon it, spread it. I mean, these are the rights of the Qur'an. Okay, so very, very quickly, inshallah, so just spend maybe 1 minute talking to each other about this lesson until I set up the next one, inshallah. Jazakullah khair. Okay, brothers, Jazakullah khairan, inshallah, we continue. So we take the part B of this lesson, first lesson 5, just to quickly recap what we have covered so far. So the detached pronouns, if you like. Yeah, so we'll repeat, these 6 words have repeated in the Quran about 1300 times. So very important. Huwa, he. Hum, they. Anta, you. Antum, you all. Ana, I. Nahnu, we. Very good. So just in Arabic, inshallah. Huwa, hum. Anta, antum. Ana, nahnu. Inshallah. The next one is these the attached pronouns, if you like. Dhamair Mutasilla, which have come in Quran, these parts have come in Quran about 10,000 times. How many words in total? 78,000. So very, very important. And so we will repeat inshallah with an ism, which is Rabb. Rabb means our Lord. So Rabbuhu, his Rabb. Rabbuhum, their Rabb. On your right hand, brothers. On your right hand. Rabbuhu, his Rabb. Rabbuhum, their Rabb. Rabbuka, your Rabb. Rabbukum, your Rabb. Rabbi, my Rabb. Rabbuna, our Rabb. Okay, once again, in Arabic, inshallah. Rabbuhum, Rabbuhu, Rabbuhum. Rabbuka, Rabbukum. Rabbi, Rabbuna. Very good, mashallah. And, okay, so we discussed last time the three types of words or kalimat, if you like. In English also, we have verbs, we have nouns, and we have letters or prepositions. Yeah? So the prepositions are the things that join the verbs and the nouns and make sentences. Yes? Jazakallahu khairan. So now, in Arabic also, we have huruf or we have prepositions. And in this lesson, inshallah, we will do some prepositions. Okay? We did some already now. Li, min, ala, and an, and inna, and so on. So we will continue. But here in this lesson, we will do these four. La and li. La and li. What does la and li means? I just give one example. So the very first meaning that we know? No, not so that. The first one. Four. Very good. Okay. How would you remember this? This is a key to this course, that everything we attach with an example. To remember the meaning of la and li, remember this verse. Okay, so start with the deep breath, inshallah. Rabbi zidni ilma. It will refresh your mind, inshallah. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. Okay, for you your deen, for me my deen. This is an example. Okay, so you will never forget now, inshallah, what does la and li mean. Lakum, for you. Li, for me. Yeah. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. Okay. Now, just like we added hu, hum, ka, kum, ina at the end of the word rabb or kitab or deen, we can do the same with these prepositions. And that becomes a word in itself. So when I say lahu, what will it mean? For him. Exactly. La means for. So when I added hu at the end, it becomes for him. And lahum, walahum adabun aleem. Yeah, very commonly said in walahum adabun aleem. And so on. So, lahu and lahum. Lahu means for him. Lahum means for them. So, repeat with me, inshallah, using TPI. Sisters also, you know, follow us, the TPI. Lahu for him. Brother Khalid, make signs, inshallah. On your right hand. Lahu for him. And orientate your mind when you're saying for him whom? You know, make stand there. Imagine there a friend is standing there. Lahum for them. Laka for you. Lakum for you all. Li for me. Lana for us. Okay, the second time, we are only Arabs now, so we don't know any other language. Orientate your mind like this. Lahu. Lahum. Laka. Lakum. Li. Lana. Once again. Lahu. Lahum. Laka. Lakum. Li lana. Very good, mashallah. Now, next, let's go to the next one. Okay, actually, I shouldn't have shown you this. So this would have been interesting. So, min means from. Okay, and you will very commonly, it's easy to forget this. So, how would you remember? Our example is, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan, the outcasted shaitan. Yeah? So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Min means from. Repeat with me. Min means? From. Min means? From. Min means? From. Okay. So now we do the same and we add using the TPI, inshallah. Minhu, from him. Yeah. Just like we say that taqabbalullahu min, minni wa minkum. Yeah. Exactly like. Minhu, from him. Minhum, from them. Minka, from you. Minkum, from you all. minni from me. Minna from us. Okay. Second time we do it in Arabic only, inshallah. Minhu minhum. Minka minkum. Minni minna. And I forgot the third. Third time I am doing the Arabic and you will do the translation. Okay. Minhu. One voice. Yeah. Why you break? Minhu. Minhum. Minka. Minkum. Minni. Minna. Very good. Okay. Now I will just do the signal and you will do the. You will say the Arabic. Yeah. One voice. Very good, mashallah. Now you practice this, keep practicing, and as I said, very, very important words. Okay, the next is with. Okay, and our example to remember, the next is an, and the meaning is with. How would we remember this? Radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with them, with him, yeah, anhu, anhum, and similarly anha. And actually, I'm forgetting the anha part, yeah, we're not doing the. So remind me this, inshallah. We'll do this for the feminine gender as well, for the ladies, inshallah. So repeat with me. Anhu with him. Don't forget to make signs, brother. It's important. Your brain is registering this information like this. Anhu with him. Anhum with them. Anka with you. Ankum with you. Anni with me. Anna with us. Okay, now you do the translation. An who? An whom? An ka? An kum? An ni? An na? Okay. An ha? With her. Yeah, your left hand, yes? An ha, just like min ha. Yeah, and what was before? Laha. So, lahu, laha. Lahu is for him, laha is for? Her, exactly. And minhu and minha. Similarly, anhu and anha. Radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anha. Okay. So now in Arabic, anhu anhum. Anka ankum. Anni anna. Okay, I will do the signal and you do the Arabic. Okay, one voice, inshallah, try again. No, just one. I'm doing one thing, yeah? MashaAllah, very good. Okay, and the last one in this lesson is ma'a. Now ma'a not exactly is the preposition, but it's commonly occurring in the Quran, so we'll add to it. And ma'a means also with, and our example to remember this will be inshallah, inna allaha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed with the ones who are patient. So, inna Allah ma'as sabirin, and same, we do the same. Ma'ahu with him. Ma'ahum with them. Ma'aka with you. Ma'akum with you all. Ma'i with me. Ma'ana with us. Okay, just do it in Arabic, inshallah now. Ma'ahu, ma'ahum. Ma'aka ma'akum. It's very important. So I'll show you 5,000 words. So a little bit trick. Ma'i ma'ana. Okay. Now I'm just doing the Arabic and you do the translation. Ma'ahu. Your translation. Ma'ahu. Ma'ahum. Ma'aka. Ma'akum. Ma'i ma'ana. Very good. Okay, I'm just doing the signal now. No, in Arabic. Ma'iya or ma'i, you know, if you can add the at the end, if you're stopping here, then you say ma'i or ma'iya. Okay. Ma'aha. Don't forget the lady. Yeah, sisters won't like me. Ma'aha. Anha, minha, and similarly ma'aha. Ma'aha, with her. Okay, so very, very important, brothers. And so remember this, what we have done here is simply just to repeat, we took these four prepositions of the letter, the huruf, we added them with this six, and how many combinations we have now? And with the ladies as well. So 24 plus 4, 28. The 28 words have been repeated in Quran about 5,000 times out of 78,000 words approximately. So that's very, very important. Yeah, that's how. What percentage is this? And we'll do another table and that will take you up to 10,000. So just these 5,000 words have been repeated in Quran as such. So if you know these, just using this simple, that's how much. Okay, so I will leave this one for you to read in your own time. But basically what this is saying is that this is the key. If you want to remember some concept and it's difficult to remember it, attach or associate an example with it. Just like what we did. La and li, it is difficult to remember the meaning. Just add the example, lakum dinukum waliyadin, and inshallah it will be easy for you to remember. Okay, alhamdulillah, in five lessons so far we have covered 32 words, the most repeated words, obviously we've done more than this. And they had been repeated in Quran about 17,000 times. And our target inshallah is 78,000. How much time left, brother, in Azan? Do we know? Isha? Okay, so I will give you 2 minutes and then we move on to next lesson. Just discuss amongst yourself what we just did. Repeat the preposition. So if every two persons, let one person speak first and then the second person. Okay, brothers, Jazakallahu khairan, inshallah, return back. So I'm going to rush now. Okay? But if you don't understand, stop me. Because inshallah we'll complete it in 20 minutes. But you know, just go with me, concentrate on what I'm saying. If you think that I'm going too fast, then stop me inshallah if you don't understand anything. So in this lesson, we are learning why the Quran is easy. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Okay? So we learned in the last lesson that the purpose of revelation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us, is to ponder over the verses of the Quran. And one of the things is that why it is important, you know, this is a share, if you like, the poetry in Urdu language. You know, it says, kaise kaise aise vaise ho gaye, aise vaise kaise kaise ho gaye. Now, the whole point is, if I want you to translate this, you know, for the people who know the Urdu, you know, one of the brothers translated it's how this that become, this that how become. Yeah. So if you translate it, you broke the whole point. So the idea is that, you know, if I ask you this, if you say, Allama Muhammad Iqbal is a great poet, you know, and if I ask you, do you know Urdu? No, I don't know Urdu. How are you saying that he is a great poet? Yeah. So that's exactly what the point is, that you can read hundreds of translations of the Quran, but you haven't got to the essence until you have actually started understanding the Arabic, the verses itself, inshallah. This is the whole point, and that's why we are doing here. And obviously, we are not belittling the importance of translation in understanding the Quran. In Surah Al-Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so let's go to the lesson, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Break it down again. وَلَقَدْ وَلَقَدْ wa la and قَدْ. Okay, this is the third meaning. Okay, third meaning of la today. So first meaning was for, the second was so that. The third one is indeed. Yeah. So this is for emphasis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize something, our Lord starts emphasize something, he say la. So he used this word. Wala qad. And qad means already. It is also emphasized. So if I want to say something very important to you, and I say, Brother Najmul, you know this is true. Another way of saying is, Brother Najmul, indeed this is true. And if I want to say, Brother Najmul, this has been written, indeed this is true. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting this much emphasis in it. So wala qad, indeed already. Okay, and how would you remember the meaning of qad? You know this, salah you listen, qad qamat is salah. The salah has already established. Yeah, in Urdu we say, namaz khadi ho chuki. Yeah, so that's what, the prayer has already established. So qad means already. Walaqad, okay. Yassarna, yassarna, just like Rabbuna, Kitabuna, Deenuna, yassarna. Yusr, ausr, you know this in Surah Alam Nashra. What do you say? Inna ma'al? Usri yusra. So usr mean difficulty, yusr mean easy. So yassarna, we made it easy. What? Al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an, one of the meaning, as if you think that this is driven from the letters qara'a, it means the often recited. Qur'an means often recited. Yeah? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Again break it down. لِذِكْرِ. Now here, li means for. So obviously, how would you find out that li, what does li mean here? Yeah? It usually, the context will tell you what the meaning is. So here, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا لِلذِّكْرِ, you would say, obviously, and you have to here take the help of some translation, inshallah. So لِلذِّكْرِ here, for, to, a dhikr means, to mean, zikr has two meaning, understanding and remembrance. Yeah, so when you do the zikr, usually you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, is what? A dhikr. Dhikr to what? We are remembering what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah? By His attributes, we are trying to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's already there in our hearts, we're just bringing it up. So zikr has two meanings. Zikr also means understanding, just like we said, yatadhakkara, to understand, to get admonition. And the second meaning is remember. Zikr has two meanings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us four times in Surah Al-Qamar, one surah, two pages long, four times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. So you can imagine the emphasis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting it. And what is Allah saying? And indeed, we have made the Qur'an easy already to understand. So the important point here is that it is made easy to understand and to remember. Not to give fatwas. Yeah, we are not giving fatwas. We are not becoming muftis here. So this is important. If new thing comes to your mind or something, test it, check it with your with the ulama before. So don't mix up zikr and, you know, making fatawas or decisions based on this. So repeat with me, inshallah. Walaqad. No, so you have to repeat the translation. Walaqad. Indeed. Yassarna al-Qur'ana. We have made the Qur'an easy. Lidhikr. To understand and remember. Okay. Secondly, why it is important? It is khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa'allamahu. In one of the hadith in Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, the best amongst you are the one who learn the Quran and teaches it. Okay, khairukum. Sorry, I should have. When I make this sign here, you should say the word. No. What is the word? Just say some word. Rabbu. No. Rabbukum. Rabbuhu, Rabbuhum, Rabbuka. Rabbukum, khairukum, again the same. Khairuka, khairukum, yeah? You can do the same. Khairuhu, khairuhum, khairuka, khairukum. Khairukum, the best of you, the same kum here. Very important, yeah? So khairukum, the best of you, man. Okay. Don't mix it up with min. Very good, mashallah. Min means from. And man means who. Okay, and man means who, and it's easy to translate it in English actually, because man can come at the beginning of a sentence or in the middle of a sentence, and it has different contexts in both cases. What I'm saying, if I want to say, ask Brother Najmul, who are you? And you're telling me, I'm the one who met you yesterday. You see, I use the who, in both cases it's different. In the first case, I used it as a question mark. So I said, who are you? But you replied to me, I am the one who met you yesterday. Now, who you used in the middle of the sentence. Similarly, the word man in Arabic. So you can say, Mar Rabbuka. What is this first question? Who is your Lord? First question of? The grave, yeah? When we go in the grave, this is the first question we will be asked for. Mar Rabbuka. Who is your Lord? And when it comes in the middle, our example is Khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you is the one. So it can have two different meanings. Ta'allama al-Qur'an. Ta'allama means learned. 'Allama means taught. How would you remember this? Ta'allama and 'allama? Obviously, you need to learn first to teach. Yes? You need to learn first to teach. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Also, you know, we should be happy that Prophet ﷺ gave priority to the students. Yeah, تَعَلَّمَ. So learning is coming first and teaching is coming later, inshallah. So خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Again, عَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ كِتَابُهُ. Same thing. عَلَّمَهُ. Taught it. Taught what? The Quran. Yeah. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. So we are, alhamdulillah, doing the best thing as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to the qawl of the saying of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are doing the best thing. So inshallah, you know, be happy about this. The third thing is, the first most important thing is the intention. Why are we doing this? In the end, we want to please our Lord. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. إِنَّمَا means, okay. Who will say in? What does in mean? Just raise your hands. Don't say it. Don't say it, I said. Okay, this was important. So, if I ask you in, you know, most likely, you know, 80% of the time I see that people are not able to respond. But when I say, what does insha'Allah mean? If Allah wills. Yeah, everyone say if Allah wills. So, this is why it is important that we remember it with an example. In means if. And, you know, to remember this, our example is Insha Allah, if Allah wills. Inna means indeed. Okay? Inna means indeed. In was if. Inna is indeed. Inna is surely, indeed. Yeah? Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Indeed Allah is with, or surely Allah is with the ones who are patient. Yeah? So our example to remember this is Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Now the third word that we are doing here is Inna ma. Inna ma means only. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. The actions are only with the niyat. Okay, Inna ma is only. These three words are so important. They have been repeated in Quran about 2071 times in their different form. For example, Inhu, inhum, inka, inkum, inni, inna. So you can add this. Innahu, innahum, innaka, innakum. Inni, inna, inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Yeah, so you can do the same rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum. You can add the same constructs at the end of these words as well. Innahu, innahum, innaka, innakum, inni, inna. Yes? Brother Najmul, smile please. When you look worried, I'm worried, yeah? Okay, so innahu, inni, indeed me, and inna, indeed we. So in, inna, and innama. And how would you differentiate between them? Just remember them with these examples. In means if, in an example is inshallah, inna means indeed, our example is inna allaha ma'as sabirin, innama means only, and our example is innamal a'malu bin niyat. And amal, plural is a'mal, again it's a broken plural, bin niyat. Okay, we did this before. What is this? What is this word? Niyya? How did you make the plural here? What rule is being applied here? Very good, mashallah. Muannas? Yes. Niyya. Saliha. Mu'mina. Muslima. Niyya. Ayah. We did this before. So it's the same concept. The ta marbuta at the end. And just like when you can make plural from the muannas, saliha, salihat, mu'mina, mu'minat, ayah, ayat, niyya, niyat. Very good, mashallah. So try to associate the rules that we are learning, inshallah. So obviously the intention is the most important thing, and we know that the first three people who will be judged on the day of the resurrection, one of the, not in the sequence, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, but just the meaning, one of the alim, you know, one of the shaheed, and one of the ghani, one of the person who is very rich, who is spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be judged first on the day of judgment. And all of them will be thrown in the hellfire, we know, because the intention was wrong. So very, very important that we have the right intention of why we are doing all of this, inshallah. Okay, brother, so I won't give you this time. Let's move on to the part B of this lesson and inshallah finish in time. So second part of the preposition, I will skip the revision this time. And huwa hum, anta antum, and we did this before. Okay, Very, very quickly, la and li means? Brothers, your sisters are winning, yeah? La, li means? For, yeah, here. And our example to remember this? Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. For you, your deen, for me, my deen. Very good. Min means? Our example is? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. An means? With. Our example is? No, an. Radiallahu anhu. Very good. Radiallahu anhu and radiallahu anha. Ma'a. With. Example is? Inna allaha ma'a sabirin. Very good, mashallah. Okay, so second part. So we said that by adding the constructs to it, these things are covered in the these words are covered in the repeated in the Quran 5,000 times. In this lesson, inshallah, we take another four prepositions and add them with the same. Okay, take a deep breath, inshallah. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Okay, so this lesson we have bi, fi, ala, and ila. Bi means very common example. You say it all the time. Bismillah. Very good. B means in. And our example is Bismillah. Yeah? Bismillah. In the name of Allah. Okay? So, we do this. Okay, now, should I say bihu or bihi? You see, that last time what we did before, the previous lesson, lahu. Yes? We said lahu. Why I'm not saying bihu? The only reason is, it is easy to say bihi. Rather than saying bihu, yeah, that's how the language people they said it. And as I said, the common the rule is that when you have a kasra zair in Urdu, yeah, then usually it is he. Remember anzalna hu, and then we had did we have an example of he before? We did this an example before. Anyway, so lahu and bihi, yeah. So when we have a kasra, it you use in this. And bihi, again repeat with me using TPI. Bihi in him. Bihim in them. Bika in you. Bikum in you all. Bi in me. Bina in us. Okay. In Arabic only. Bihi, bihim. Bika, bikum. Bi, bina. Okay, I'm doing the Arabic and you do biha. Sorry, don't forget. Left hand, biha for in her. Okay, so let's, so now you're doing the Arabic. Translation. Bihi. Don't forget to make signs, brothers. Okay, bihi. Bihim. Bika. Bikum. Bi. Bina. Biha. In her. Very good, mashallah. Okay, brothers. Sheikh is here. He's not going to let us go very long, but inshallah, couple of slides left. Okay, fi means again in. And our example to remember this is fi. Look here, brothers, inshallah. Fi means. Oh, did I move? Okay. Didn't want to show it. So fi means in, and our example to remember this is. Fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? So, fi sabilillah. Okay, so repeat with me, inshallah, using TPI. Fihi in him. Fi him in them. Fika in you. Fikum in you all. Fiya in me. Fina in us. Now, if you see here, it is because the last letter is a ya, and when I added another ya, it became a shadda. You know, in Arabic, when you have two letters together, it becomes a shadda. So, fiya and me. Okay? So, now, I will do the Arabic and you do the translation. Fihi. One voice. Fihi. Fihim. Fika. Fikum. Fiya. Fina. Okay, only in Arabic, inshallah. Fihi. Fihim. Fika. Fikum. Fiya. Fina. Fiha. Left hand, fiha for the ladies, inshallah. The last round, I will do the signal and you do the Arabic. Who said fiha? Okay, try again. Fiha. Why are you scared, brothers? Say it loudly. Okay. And the last one is second last. Ala. Ala means on. And how would you remember this? Assalamu alaikum. Peace be on you. Ala, very easy to remember, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Repeat with me. Alayhi. So alayhi, on him. Alayhim, on them. Alayka, on you. Alaykum, on you all. Alayya, on me. Alayna, on us. On Arabic, in Arabic only. Alayhi, alayhim. Single and four. Alayhi, alayhim. Alayka, alaykum. Alayya, alayna. Okay. Now you do the translation. Alayhi. Alayhim. Alayka. Alaykum. Alayya. Alayna. Very good. Okay, I'm skipping the last one. And very, very quickly, ila. Now, ala and ila. Very different. Yeah. Ila means two words. And our example to remember this is, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, to Allah we return. Okay? So, ila, remember this example, inshallah. Again, repeat with me. Ilayhi, to him. Ilayhim, to them. Ilayka, to you. Ilaykum, to you all. Ilayya, to me. Ilayna, to us. Only in Arabic. Ilayhi, ilayhim. Ilayka, ilaykum. Ilayya, ilayna. Okay, you do the translation. Ilayhi. Ilayhim. Ilayka. Ilaykum. Ilayya. Ilayna. So brothers, here we stop, inshallah. Very easy, don't get confused. You only just need to look at once more. And by doing these eight words, combining these with four constructs, we have covered already 10,000 words repeated in the Quran. About 56 letters, 56 words have been repeated in Quran 10,000 times out of 78,000. That's 13% of the Quran. So very, very important. Spend some time on exercising them, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.